T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We bring in Ed Coleman as the Mets again have to pick up the pieces after a game that exploded on them.
You know, a reliever who had been very good for them of late, Mickey Callaway reaches for him, and you think, well, maybe good things will happen here. And, you know, it was interesting when looking up at that time when Font came in against lefties this year, 2-for-29. Lefties were 2-for-29 coming into the game against Font. Unfortunately, that's changed. But, hard hit ground ball by Bruce, but they get the out, and then one that escapes Cano, and they can't get the out, and then the home runs come after that. Anybody that Mickey reaches for out in that bullpen seems to be cursed in the, unfortunate time of the game, and that's when the game turned there, and Mets couldn't make it up. So it gets frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for all of them down there, and you heard Jeff McNeil express his frustration. I don't really think it matters where McNeil. He could hit 1-9, don't you think, and still come up with 3 or 4 hits a night?
Well, yeah, certainly can, and that's why they like him in that number one spot, because he can just load up at the top of the order and try to set it up for Pete Alonso, who did not come through in the eighth inning. We've seen Pete have so many big hits for this team already as a rookie, but was there some irony seen by the Mets there that Hector Neris came into a game with 2 outs in the eighth inning as the closer and got the Mets' best hitter out to really help lock this game down?
I was certainly thinking about that. Mickey Callaway was not asked about that after the game, but it was on my mind, that's for sure, when you see Neris come in that spot. And Neris can be an adventure as well, but that's what the Phillies did. They reached for their guy at that point. I think you kind of have to do that. We can harken back to the 4 or 5 out situation with Edwin Diaz, but it's not going to change anything at this point in time. What the Mets face, unspoken by them, is that 500 mark that they keep talking about, and they want to reach by the All-Star break. Well, there are 10 games left to the All-Star break. They have to go 8-2. And when you look at who they face, Atlanta, the Yankees, Phillies again, a couple here with the Phillies at Citizens Bank, certainly not easy. Is it doable? You wouldn't think so the way they have played right now. So I'm not sure that mark is going to be reached by the time we get to the All-Star break.
No, the Mets have a lot of work to do now between now and then to try to get to 500. That was the goal coming into this series. The Mets were just, at that point, 4 games under. They had 12 games to the break. You win 8 out of 12, and you wrap it up, get to 500. Now there's 10 games left. The Mets need to win 8 of 10 to get to the All-Star break at 500, and a lot bigger hill to climb considering there's 2 more here, but then 3 with the Braves, 2 with the Yankees, and 3 with the Phillies after that. So Mets will have some tougher opponents ahead. What did Wilmer Font say about his pitch that got upstairs on Kingery?
He said he went outside on back-to-back pitches, and he wanted to come inside. He came inside too much, and it just got away from him. He said, he was on the mound kind of shaking his head and shaking his hands at, no intent. I'm not sure the Phillies bought that, but, after back-to-back home runs. But, he said there was certainly no intent on his part. All he was trying to do was just get back inside after going outside twice.
Mets started the year 5-1 on the road. Since then, they're 12-28 away from Citi Field. Has there been any serious thought as to why that would be?
No, honestly, what the mystery with this team has been over the last couple of years is why they didn't play well at Citi Field, and that's kind of turned around this year, unfortunately. They always have seemed to, the last 2 or 3 years, have played well on the road and certainly been competitive, but it has not been the case this year. Nobody's really had any answers, but again, I'm not sure they have all the answers on why they're playing well at Citi Field this year after so many years of not hitting and not being able to get the job done there. But it's frustrating, when you're that good at home. If you can just play around 500, even a little bit under 500, you're still in the mix, certainly for the wild card. But when you're 12-28, like you say, after that start, you're not going to get anywhere.
All right, Ed. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Wayne.
That's Ed Coleman after the Mets fall in Philly tonight, 7-5.